Welcome back to the Parsha Podcast. Here we are. It's Parsha's Korach. We're at Rishon, Parsha Podcast, Le'iloi Nishmas Mordechai ben Shimon and Etel bas Shaul. Kach Korach ben Yitzhar ben Kahas ben Levi, Vadasan ve'Aviram b'nei Aliyah ve'On ben Peles b'nei Ruvain. And Korach, son of Yitzhar, son of Kahas, son of Levi, took Dasan and Aviram, sons of Eliav, and On, son of Peles, the children of Reuven. Rashi asks several questions as to how Korach took these people, what was his claim against Moshe and Aaron, which we will see that that's what he's speaking about, why Dasan, Aviram, and On ben Peles are all in on this plan, and he begins to explain. Number one, what does it mean? Kach. Number one, he took himself and to another side. And number two, another famous Rashi rule, whenever you take someone, you convince them. That's how you take somebody. You don't literally lift them. You convince them with your words. You sway them. Rashi also asks, why is it that we don't go any further than the Shvatim that they're from and not to Yaakov Avinu? Because Yaakov requested that, please keep me out of your plans. Kalam al tached kvodi. Why were Dasan and Aviram in on this plan? Because their camp was next to where Kahas was camping. As the expression goes, oy la rasha, oy la shcheina. Woe to the wicked one and woe to his neighbor. Korach's argument, it wasn't just that Moshe and Aaron were in leadership positions, because Amram was the oldest brother, so it would make sense by dint of Bechorah that Aaron and Moshe should have double the portion. Amram should have double the portion in leadership. But then he was skipped over that Yitzhar, who was the Amram's next brother, should have gotten a leadership position. And instead it went to the son of Uziel, who was the youngest brother. And Korach felt that was not fair. So what did he do? He amassed 250 heads of the Sanhedrin, most of them from the tribe of Reuven, Elitzur ben Shteor and his chevra, and because of the placement of the parsha, which abuts the parsha of Tzitzis in Shlach, that's the last parsha of Shlach, Korach took these Rashi Sanhedrin and had them all wear talisim that are all made of tcheles, and he said, stood before Moshe, and he said, tell me, does a talis made totally of tcheles need tzitzis with a string of tcheles in it as well? And Moshe Rabbeinu responded, yes, it's chayiv. And everybody began to laugh at him and say, why does a talis, which is composed entirely of strings of tcheles, why do you need one more string of tcheles to do for it? Maral says that this reflects back on the claim that we're going to see shortly, where Korach says the entire Bnei Yisrael is holy, so what do we need one other holy person, such as Aaron, if everybody is holy in themselves? Ve'kumu lifnei Moshe v'anashim ebnei Yisrael chamishim amasayim nesi eda kriyei moed v'anshei shem. And they stood before Moshe, people of the children of Israel, 250 princes of the congregation, men of renown. V'kalu al Moshe v'Aaron v'yomru aleihem rav lachem kol ha'eda kulam kedoshim v'besochem Hashem madua tisnasu al kahal Hashem. They gathered around Moshe and Aaron and they said to them, you have taken too much. The entire congregation is entirely holy and Hashem dwells within them. So then why do you lift yourselves above the congregation of Hashem? Rashi says, what does it mean that they're all holy? All of them heard Torah, the Dibros, from Hashem on Har Sinai. We all heard Anochi. So why do you lift yourselves up, Rashi says? Why did you take Melucha and then give your brother Kahuna? Yishma Moshe v'yipol al panav. And Moshe heard and fell on his face. Moshe fell on his face because of the Machlokas. This is already the fourth failure that they've had. Chet ha'egel, the Mesoninim, the Meraglim, and now here we are with Korach. Like a king who has a friend, and every time his son gets in trouble, the friend tries to intervene, but after a while, the fourth time, the friend says, how many times can I try to keep getting this kid out of trouble? V'yadaber el Korach v'el kol adaso le'mor boker v'yoda Hashem es asher lo es a kadosh ve'krivei lav ve'es asher yivchar bo yakrivei lav. And he spoke to Korach and his entire congregation, saying, in the morning it will be made known Hashem who is his, and that which is holy, and he will draw close to him that which he has chosen. Rashi asks, what does it mean in the morning you'll know? Because right now is the time already people have had something to drink. It's later on in the day. And really Moshe Rabbeinu's intent was to let the time pass. Maybe Korach would clear up and maybe he would change his mind and retract his words. Rashi also says, Hashem will make known who is his. This means for who are the Levim. And the Kadosh, that means the Kahuna. And he will bring them to him, meaning to bring them to make them his servants. Also, Rashi explains the word Boker in the morning. Moshe says, look, Kadosh Baruch Hu made day and night. In the same way, there are boundaries. And in these boundaries, we're not going to turn night into day and day into night. You cannot go and just decide that you want to be a Kohen or you're already a Levi. Zos asu chulachem machtos bach v'chol adaso. This is what you shall do. Korach and all of his assembly shall take fire pans. Rashi says, where do we come up with this? He said, in the way of the rest of the world, there are many, many priests, and all of them come into one house. But for us, we have but one Aaron, one Hashem, one Torah, one Mizbeach, and one Kohen Gadol. You are 250 people. You all want to be the Kohen Gadol. Take Ketores, which is one of the most beloved sacrifices, and it's also a draught of life or a draught of death, as we've seen with Nadav and Avihu. So Moshe warned them, remember, you know, the person who will be the one who's chosen, or the one who is chosen, he'll be alive, and everybody else will be lost. And place fire in it, and then place the Ketores before Hashem tomorrow. And the one who Hashem has chosen will be Kadosh. The matter is too great for you, children of Levi. Rashi asks, what's this punctuation at the end? The matter is too much for you, too great for you, children of Levi. Rashi asks, so why would somebody do such a thing? Why would they knew that only one of the 250 people was going to come out alive. So why do it? So the 250 people, they understood the risk, but they disregarded themselves. They thought they were right. And Korach, he was also was smart. Why did he do such a thing? Rashi says that he had a vision. He had a vision of Shmuel, who is, as the Pasuk says, equated with Moshe and Aaron. Moshe and Aaron v'chohana v'shmuel v'korei shmo. That Shmuel was going to be one of his descendants. Not only that, but there were going to be 24 mishmaros, all who prophesy, and all of them would be Levim, and all of them would be his descendants. So how else would that happen if he was not going to emerge alive from this entire contest? However, he didn't realize that his children would do tshuva in the last minute and be able to be saved. Another pshat that Rashi brings is Rav Lachem, is that you've tried to bite off a little too much than you can chew, as we would say in English, and this is not going to end well for you. Yomer Moshe el Korach, Shimuna b'nei Levi. Moshe said to Korach, please listen to me, sons of Levi. Rashi says Moshe tried to speak to them softly, but then when he saw that Korach was involving other Shvatim, he focused first on the children of Levi. At mikem ki hivdil elokei Yisrael eschem miadas Yisrael hakriv eschem elov lavod es avodas mishkan Hashem v'la'amod lefnei ha'eda l'sharsam. Is it small in your eyes that the God of Israel separated you from the congregation of Israel to bring you close to him and to serve in the Mishkan Hashem, to stand before the congregation and to serve them? Rashi says to stand before the congregation means to sing on their platform. Vayakrevoscha v'eskol achecha v'nei Levi itach u'bikashtem gam kuhuna. And he brought you close, and all of your brethren, the children of Levi, with you, and now you're asking for kuhuna? Lachen ata v'chol adascha hanoadim al Hashem ve'aron mahu kisalinu alav. Therefore, you and all of your group that are standing against Hashem, and Aaron, what is he that you're complaining so much against him? Ramban explains that the first clause, therefore you and all of the group who is with you, who are standing against Hashem, are going to be included in this punishment of this trial of the fire of the Ketores. Moreover, Moshe Rabbeinu said, I did all of this in my shlichus. Aaron has nothing to do with this. Leave him out of this. Moshe sent a call for Dasan and Aviram, the children of Eliav, and they said, we will not come up to you. Rashi says, from here we see that Pershing shouldn't stay stuck in the fight, because Moshe went after Dasan and Aviram to try to make peace with them. But they said, no, we will not go up. And they didn't realize that, so to speak, subconsciously, that they got themselves in trouble. They said, we're going to go down, meaning we're going down, we're not going up. We will not go up. We will not ascend. We're not making it out of this one alive. They didn't realize that that's what they said, Rashi says, but that's what they meant. Atki hi alisanu me'eretz zavas chalav udvash l'hamisenu b'midbar ki sistarer aleinu gam histarer. Isn't it enough that you took us out of a land flowing of milk and honey to make us die in the midbar, you also want to rule over us.